Tonight, we're looking at what I call the mystery of character. The mystery of character. And it is good that you listen to this carefully, because more than any other thing, it will determine your destiny. The mystery of character. Sisters, what did I say? And brothers, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. 1 Corinthians 4, 2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. I read that again. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. He's talking about character. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28. Proverbs 22:28. Proverbs 22:28 says, remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. When we say character, what do we mean? The Greek word from which character came has a very interesting meaning. It means to cut into or to engrave inside something, to mark something deeply. So deeply you can't just rub it off easily. Character. By character, we mean individuality. It means the sum of the features and traits that forms you as an individual. Character means your moral or ethical quality or principle. Character is the quality of honesty, fortitude, integrity we can find in you. So it's the sum characteristics of everything that you stand for. So when you gather together all the traits in a person's life and you lump them together, you get his character. All those distinctive qualities that make somebody recognizable as a person differentiated from the others is a character. The combination of outer or inner characteristics that you have, the combination of those outer inner characteristics that determine the impression people have about you is your character. Your character is your attribute, your disposition, your makeup, your personality. Your character is those long, long-term habits that you have continued to do. That's what you mean by character. If there is something missing in the world, if there is something missing in our leaders, is this thing called character. Character is the result of hundreds of choices you are making gradually. And those choices are turning you to who you are. Character is not generally something you were born with and can't change. So for example, your fingerprint, you can't change that one, because you were born with that one. Most characters are something you create. That character is built by how you respond to what happens to you in life. Unfortunately, once character is formed, it serves as a solid and lasting foundation upon which you build your life. The real wood that makes up your life is your character. The identity that distinguishes you as an individual is your character. When you lose money, nothing is lost. Sometimes when you even lose your health, nothing is lost. But when you lose your character, all is lost. That character is what you are in the dark. It's what you are under pressure. A lot of people behave well when there is no problem. But when problem comes, you now see the true character. The true character now appears when pressure comes. It's like that man who dragged his wife here many years back. He said he did not understand how the woman gets money. That she has so plenty of money to play around with. And she does not work. It's the husband that works. The man said one day, he calculated what the woman has spent in a month. It's more than his 1 year salary. Until one morning, he found out. He found that when the woman woke up, the woman took away a pillow. Under the pillow were bundles of newly printed money. And the man said, who put money under your pillow? Who put money under your pillow? When the man was getting violence, the woman answered, sir, I have a spirit husband. Anytime he comes to sleep with me in the night, he puts money under my pillow. The man said, in this room? You must follow me to Mountain of Fire. They are not members of this church. They dragged themselves here. I said, the man did not believe in deliverance. He didn't believe in those kind of prayers we pray, but he just came. When there is fire on the mountain, he came. So I said, have you ever done deliverance before? He said, Jesus has done deliverance for all of us. All right, do you fast? So, you know, in our church, they say Jesus has fasted for us. I said, okay. I said, today, you will do the prayer. I'll be teaching you what to do. I said, madam, sit down. Mr. Man, stand up. And I begin to pray. Every marriage between my wife and that spirit husband, I break it by fire. I break it by fire. I started praying. He started praying. All of a sudden, the woman somersaulted. And something spoke from her throat. You are commanding me to be somersaulted. Simply because I have not killed you before now. So it's okay. Today, you die. The man stopped praying. Said, Jill, who was speaking now? That's a man's voice. Say, yes, that's the spirit husband. Say, anyway, I now join in the prayers. Plenty of reaction and confusion that day. And the woman was set free. I said, okay, you can go now. Be coming for regular services. I found that the man was reluctant to leave my office. I said, go. I said, sir, can you do me a favor? I said, what is it? I said, please, sir, keep her here. Keep her here, please. I can't go home with her now. Didn't you hear what that thing said? I said, she has been delivered. I said, how can I confirm that now? And I started laughing. I said, I can't even touch her again. I said, when she was possessed, you were touching her. Is it when she's free now, you cannot touch her? I said, sorry, sir, I cannot. The man's character came out under pressure. Character is what you are under pressure. Character is what you are when you are under temptation. You could be saying, I cannot steal, I cannot do this, I cannot do that. But when the opportunity to steal comes and you do not, that's when we know that you have a good character. Character is your real standard at heart. Character is living out what you say you believe. Therefore, what the greatest trouble we have in Christianity now is lack of godly character. Many claim to be born again, but they are not. Many come to church, but they are far from heaven as heaven is far from the earth. Many are living their day-to-day life in deep sin, thinking that the Almighty does not see them. Some are living with strange men. Some are living with strange women. Some are going about with this girlfriend, that girlfriend, thinking that the Almighty does not see these things. Some are getting contracts, using their body, not knowing that you don't do anything good with that kind of money. Many are hiring people to go and sit for exam for them, not knowing that it will backfire. This lack of godly character is a real problem. And one problem we have amongst leadership worldwide, more especially in the black race, is leadership without character. The world is looking for men and women who cannot be bought. You can't buy them. There are pastors that have been bought. There are pastors that have been bribed. There are pastors, even including MFM pastors, who have become commercial pastors, who do plenty of commercial night vigil. There was a pastor like that here. We say, don't go to people's houses to hold vigil. Don't go, unless you receive clearance. He is around 20-something years old. He was going for this vigil in the house of one woman that was around 42 years old. They started with prayer vigil. After some time, it became another vigil. And before you say Jesus is Lord, the woman was already pregnant. Before you say Jesus is Lord, they ran out of Mountain of Fire and did the wedding somewhere. They've been bought. And it's very sad. I went to a big meeting to minister some time ago. There were plenty of big people there. And I finished. I was going to my car. One man said they should go and give me his complimentary card. Tell him to see me in my house 9 o'clock next Friday to come and pray for me. Tell him when he comes, we settle him. Amen. I threw the card to the lagoon. Men who cannot be bought, whose word is their bond? They say yes. That's yes. Said no. That's no. Not yes, no, no, yes. No, yes, yes, no. Their yes is their yes. Their no is their no. People who possess their own strong opinion about the word of God and strong will to follow it through. The world is looking for people who will be honest in small affairs as well as great ones. The world is looking for people who will not compromise with the wrong. If it's wrong, it's wrong. The world is looking for people who are true friends, whether there is problem or no problem. There are some, they are only your friend in good times. Once there is trouble, they run. Those are people of low character. The world is looking for people who are not ashamed or afraid to stand for the truth. Even if that truth is unpopular, they will stand by it. The world is looking for people who will say emphatic no, and that no will be no. Emphatic yes, and that yes will be yes. The world is looking for people who will obey that our popular primary school song. Wherever you go, wherever you be, do not say yes when you mean to say no. Amen. Your yes, your no is your no. The size of a man is measured by the size of the thing that makes him angry. That's how you measure the man, by the size of what makes him very angry. The trait of anger is character disorder. Character disorder. It is not only those who get to the streets and remove their clothes and begin to run after everybody that is mad. We have many, many mad, decent people. There are mad pastors, mad ushers, bad choristers who sing one thing and do another. So the size of a man is measured by the size of the thing that gets him angry. When you look at somebody and say, hey, you this short devil, short man devil. And so because they call him a short man devil, he gets mad with anger as if he created himself. Understand that anger is a character disorder. Although reputation is very precious, but character is priceless. Only you, and listen to me very well, only you can damage your character. Only you can also change your character. God is calling for those who will imbibe godly character into their lives. When we get to heaven, those who have done well, the Lord will say, well done. Well done means they worked. They did it faithfully. So he says, well done. Those who have not done well, or they are doing the things with deceit, he will tell them, get away from me, you workers. They are working, they are working, they are workers. Say, but workers of iniquity. They claim to be working for the Lord, but the Lord said they are workers of iniquity. Workers of iniquity. So only you can damage your character. Only you can change your character. Some of the things we go to deal with in deliverance ground do not need any deliverance at all. A small change in your character, a small change in certain things you are doing, may be all you need. If you have a violent temper, you go for weekend deliverance, 5 days deliverance. That week you may have some freedom. But immediately you get angry again, you open the doors, the spirits come back inside. Character grows in the garden of experience with the fertilization of example. Example. Character cannot be purchased. It cannot be rented. It cannot be imported. You must develop the good one. In life, men of wealth are envied. Men of power are feared. Men of genius, they are admired. But only men of character are trusted. Men of wealth are envied. Men of power are feared. Men of genius, they are admired. But only people of character are trusted. There was a group of family in England many years ago. They called them the Quakers. The Quakers. The messages of the Quakers were not popular messages at all. People don't like their sermons because they will ask you to quake in the presence of God. So people don't like them. But in market days, when the Quakers are in the market, it is they who will finish selling before everybody. People know that they will sell you the correct weight. They will not cheat you. They will not cheat you at all. Man of character. Are you here and you're a wicked man, you're a wicked husband? You better repent. You better repent and get to a level where you can be trusted. You better repent quick and get to a place where you can be trusted. A man drove his wife who was in labor to the hospital. And drove from that hospital to the house of his girlfriend instead of staying with her. And told the girlfriend, the foolish woman is having another baby. Wicked husband. But on driving out with the girlfriend, armed robbers crossed their way, shot him in 2 legs, and let him go. So he lost his 2 legs because of his wickedness. That's why the Yorubas have a proverb that if you have 2 portions of wickedness, you use one on yourself. The measure of a man's character is what he will do if he knew that nobody will find out. That's the measure of his character. A lot of people are afraid of doing terrible things because they know people will find out. People will say, ha! Only somebody who is mad, in the full glare of all of us here now, will walk to where we are putting offering, put his hand there and be removing it. He won't do that because people will know. But he will steal his own tithe, which he knew that people will not know. The measure of your character is what you will do if you knew nobody will ever find out. And no man is better than his character. That is why the scarcity of the power of God in any generation is not due to unavailability of people. People are available, but people that God can, the usable materials are not available. There are plenty of men, few husbands. Plenty of women, few wives. You must understand this very well. No man is better than his character. I'm telling you all this today so you can know that these are the reasons why the enemy is waging war against many of us. This thing I'm talking about now is what gives the enemy's confidence to be fighting. Some can bear malice for 1 year. I've seen husband and wife that did not talk to each other for 3 years. 3 years. And they sleep on the same bed. The woman cooks, puts it on the table. The man goes there to eat, doesn't talk to anybody. They sleep on the bed. The man faces the northern angle. The woman faces the southern angle. They pray. The man will pray his own prayer. The woman too will pray her own prayer. Meanwhile, the children are abandoned. Nobody prays with them. Because when television was causing trouble, the man puts it in football. The woman puts it in fashion show. Or those slender girl who catwalk all over the ground. The woman wants to watch that one. The man wants to watch football. When they were, someone would press the remote. One would press another one. They're not talking, they're just pressing remote. So, solution. Madam went and bought her own television. Put it in the room instead of talking. Something is wrong somewhere. Ability may get you to the top. Your brain may get you to the top, but it takes your character to remain there. If your character is bad, somebody who is less talented by you will be given your position. If your character is bad, somebody who is less intelligent than you could be asked to be your boss. I'm praying for somebody here tonight. Every character disorder, every character that is a ladder to the enemy, shall be repaired tonight by the blood of Jesus. It shall be repaired in the name of Jesus. If you see this prayer point, many of us are praying. Our prayer points are basically that God should change our circumstances. But only few people pray that God should change their character. There are some, when they open their mouth like this, lies, 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 lies. And they will be telling the lies and keep a fry pan face. Lies. It's a character disorder. God, change this, change this, change that. People say, God, change me. God, change me. Whereas if you pray that prayer, that will be your breakthrough. That will be your breakthrough. Jacob wrestled with the angel. The angel touched the hollow of his bone, the thigh, and broke his long leg. His long leg that he was using for mischief. God pointed to it. The reason God cannot use many people, there are so many pressure points in your life that God wants you to sort out, you're not sorting out. You're not sorting it out. Whereas God works on people point by point, pressure by pressure, character by character, say remove this, remove that, remove this, remove that, remove that. When you don't do it, it can't use you. It's a very, very sad way to travel when somebody refuses to change. There is no amount of riches you can have that can atone for poverty of character. Money does not atone for lack of character. Just like a crab cannot be made to walk straight. Some people, if you want to know the kind of character they are, watch them when they are quarreling with people. When you hear what they are saying, you say, ha, and you go to church, and you call yourself a child of God. Hey, let's forget that now. Let's forget that now. The character. Christianity has done a person much good if it changes your character. But your Christianity has not done you much good if it has not straightened out your character. Straighten out your character. If you walk in a place now and preaching becomes difficult for you, because all the secretaries, the ladies who work in the office, you have slept with each of them at least five times. Now we want to do women's deliverance. They gave you flyers. Go and distribute in your office. You cannot distribute. Thereby, there is a failure for Jesus there. And if those souls in your office perish, the blood will not be on the head of mountain of fire who has told you the truth, but will be on your own head. And our flyers that you threw away because you cannot distribute it because you are not a representative of Christ where you are will arise on the day of judgment and query you. Reputation is what people think about you, but character is what God knows you are. People may say, ah, very nice man, very generous man, very rich man. That's what people are saying. But character is what God knows you are. And just as you cannot blame the mirror for your appearance, you cannot blame your circumstances for your character. This is because I was provoked now. They provoked me. That's why I got angry. I gave him a dirty slap. No. You cannot blame circumstances for your character. Also, beloved, try and understand this. The company you keep is the index of your character. It's the index of your character. Show me your friends. Says, I will tell you the kind of person you are. You cannot acquire character by dreaming. You must hammer it into yourself. Hammer it into yourself. It's not easy, but you hammer it in. Because youth and beauty will fade away. Character will endure forever. Because character is destiny. What thou art in the sight of God, that thou truly art. What you are in the sight of God is what you really are. Your face may look nice. Your speck may look holy. You may wear the look of an over-sanctified priest on your face. The Lord is not interested in that one. It's inside you. What you truly are. You can borrow books from the library. You can borrow books from your friend. But you cannot borrow character. You can't at all. That's why, beloved, the strength of a nation lies in the character of its citizen. The strength of a nation lies in the character of its citizens. That's why a people will always get the kind of government they deserve. The crookedness and wickedness of people in our environment is what gives rise to crookedness and wretchedness in leadership. And this is very, very sad. Very, very sad. A good character, beloved, is more valuable than even gold. Gold. And let me tell you, all you the sisters who are here and brothers, especially the young ones, ugliness with a good character is better than beauty with bad character. Because without your beauty and your bad character, you will get nowhere. It will catch up with you and eventually disgrace you. So a lot of people are looking for, if I have knowledge of this, if I have knowledge of that, if I study this, if I study that in the Bible, if I do this, if I go to this seminar, we don't need more knowledge. We need more character. Once you develop those godly characters, it's God himself who will come and search for you. He will say yes. Because he himself, and listen to this mystery of the Almighty, he himself is searching for men and women who he can use, whose hearts are after God. He himself searching. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord goes to and fro, seeking for men whose heart is righteous with him. And once he finds them, he grabs them. You are as close to God as you personally want to be. That's why the Bible says, the harvest is plenty, the laborers are few. Harvest plenty, laborers are few. Somebody stretched out a hand and went and bought fingernails. The one God put there is not enough. I went and bought extra fake fingernails with all kinds of marine inscriptions on the fingernails. And you see that I begin to fix it to your finger one by one, one by one, one by one, one by one. So you decorated your fingers with talons like vultures. And then you now say, I'm ready for your service, oh Lord. Here I am. Send me. God has no agenda for people with talons in their fingers. Because already without your talons, people are in trouble. When you see a person who has to work with somebody who cannot fight you back, then the way he relates to that person is his character. When you see a person, the way he relates to somebody, you know you don't need anything from the person, you don't need the person for anything. The way you react to that person is your character. It's your character. And I want you to understand this very well. In some homes, when you enter, you can know that a particular person is housemaid because of the dress she will wear. She will wear tattered dress. She will be smelling. But the other people will dress neatly and nicely. It's character. If God was to come down here now and say you should bring out your score sheet, begins to score. Many of us will know that we don't need more deliverance. We need more of character deliverance. And in this world, beloved, good character will always be remembered. But what we find in the house of God today is many people who have acquired the character of the chameleon. They change color as needed. That's why some people, when they park in a car park, they bring out the handkerchief, clean out the lipstick very well, harvest the giant bogus earrings, remove all the jewelries and put it in the handbag, and retie the scarf to cover the hair very well. The man too will remove his chain and put it in his pocket. And then they come inside. They pray. The next morning when you see them, you wonder, say, were you the same person I saw yesterday? Yes, that's the church look. That's the church look. When I go out, I look different. This is the church look. And that is not the problem. The problem is that you are a chameleon, changing color as needed. More than at any other time, we need more character than even intellect. And no man can climb above the limitations of his character. You can't escape your habit. You can only get it transformed. Everything in life is a test of character. Though the power for godly character comes from Christ, the responsibility for displaying that character is yours. The grace of God will do nothing to us if we do nothing for ourselves. So God is calling us to perfect, that we should perfect our lives. So I ask you the first question here tonight. What godly qualities are you building into your life now? Right now. What ungodly characters are you pushing out of your life now? What are you doing now to shape your life for God to use you? When Mary Slessor came, she was called the lady with the lamp. Take the lamp, go into the bush, hunting for twins, looking for twins in the bush. She has built a character for her life. We read about Enoch in the Bible. Enoch walked with God. That's what we read about him. We read about David, a man known after God's own heart. We read about John the Apostle, the Bible calls him the disciple whom Jesus loved. I want you to understand this very well. Will you be bold and take your life by the arm and wield out characters that are ungodly out of it? Because good character will bring you lasting success. That's why you see highly talented people, they will fall apart when they reach a certain level of success because their character is bad. They are just talented. Success without a good foundation of character is bound for failure. They may promote you somewhere. You are the boss. But then there are plenty of old men, older than your fathers, working with you. If your character is bad, those people, they will kill you without gun, without cutlass, because of the bad character. That godly character, we must pray it and ingrain it into our system. If Joseph had started sleeping with Potiphar's wife, nobody would have found out, but he would have disgraced his own destiny. Is there any crack in the wall of your life? You better fill in the crack today. Is there anything God has been hammering your ears to change? You better change it now. More than any hindrance to prayers is character disorder. Talent is a gift, but character is a choice. I agree that there are plenty of things in life that we have no control over. Like you cannot pick your own parents, you cannot pick your own talent, you cannot pick your own intelligence, but you can choose your character. Your gift may make a way for you, but your character will keep you there. People cannot rise above the limitation of their character. Character is very, very serious and important because it's all that we have. It is our witness. It is the showroom of our lives. It is what people see. It is what impacts and influences others. It's what makes a difference to the world. It is the foundation of our future. Character is what you put your trust in and how you are thinking. Your attitude to things around you. And when you look into Egypt for help, you get into more trouble with the Almighty. The good announcement is this. Jesus is the ultimate example of character. And every time we choose character development, we grow more and more into the image of Christ. Many have been doing the same thing they've been doing for years, the same thing for years. They have not changed in any way. We say, be careful, careful. Because this is how this person will react to. Not greet you again. We'll lose his temper. We'll keep malice. Then something is wrong somewhere. Something is wrong. Character is more than talking. Anyone can say, I have integrity. I have respect. Your character determines who you are. Character is who you are when no one is looking at you. This is a serious situation and a serious matter. Perhaps the trouble is this. You are afraid. Character disorder. Overambitious. Character disorder. Get angry so easily. Character disorder. You are known to be very argumentative. Even when what you are saying is wrong, you still continue to talk. Arrogance. So proud. Still disorderly in character. Disorderliness in character. Babyish attitude. Any smart you break down and start crying is character disorder. You are always very, very cowardly and confused. It's character disorder. You are over crafty. Very crafty. Character disorder. very critical of people, very cruel. Those are character disorder. Being dishonest, always domineering other people, dominate other people is character disorder. All the unfriendly attitude, very loud attitude, lazy attitude, impoliteness, all those, they are character disorder. Anything in a person's life that does not reflect the image of Christ is character disorder. The mystery of character, therefore, is that number one, it determines your destiny. Number two, it can close the gate of heaven against you. Number three, it can run you from grace to grass. Number four, it can make you a permanent deliverance candidate. Number five, it can destroy relationships that should move your destiny forward. Number six, it can make you to miss the Moses who will deliver you. Number seven, it can turn your friends to your enemies. Number eight, it can ensure that wherever you go, aspiring to greatness becomes difficult. If you do not address these issues, it may do havoc to your destiny. What do? You need to repent from every character disorder. You say you want to marry a man. You went to greet him in the house. And you saw him talking to his own mother. And mommy said, son, where are you going? I said, what do you mean by where am I going? Am I a kid? He said, mommy, mind yourself. Mind yourself. And next time you address me like that, don't blame me for what I did to you. Then he turned to you, fiancé, and said, let us go. You listen to him talk to his mother like that, and you want to marry the person. You are finished. You went to greet a person. Hey, housemaid, come up. Serve this my visitor with minerals. Give him soft drinks. And I said, okay, sir. And the lady brings the soft drinks. He has put plenty of ice inside. And the visitor said, I don't drink ice things. Say, you crazy house girl. Who asked you to put ice inside the drink? Give the house a dirty slap. And you are there. Say, I want to marry his daughter. God have mercy on you. The day you will break your own head too. I'm looking for a business partner. Already the man is telling you that truth does not pay. Truth does not pay. That if one person's life does not spoil, another person's life cannot be good. Business partner. And you went and partnered with him. They're looking for trouble. We have prayers to pray here today. The enemy has worked hard. He had caged people. He had done a thorough analysis on each person. He knows the weaknesses of people. And he's been working strategically at that weakness. He knows those that their throat is their problem. He knows those that their tummy is their problem. He knows those that pride is their problem. Anger is their problem. So he plans strategies differently for them. You need to cry to heavens. And we need to pray out certain things from our lives. And pray in certain things into our lives. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet now. A lot of people need to cry to the Lord here tonight. Because people ask plenty of questions. Why am I always having attack? Why am I always having attack? Any character that is ungodly in your life will serve as a ladder for the enemy to torment and to harass you. A lot of believers have been harassed and tormented. A lot of believers have been punished and harassed. Simply because they have provided a character disorder ladder through which the enemy enters easily. All eyes closed. In case you are here tonight, you are not born again, you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand. God bless us to do so. Aha. Say, Father, I come to you tonight. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. All eyes closed. The first prayer we need to pray concerns everybody. It will be a tragedy if we keep quiet while all this is going on. One area in which the enemy has made so much progress is in our thought life. As a man thinketh in his heart, the Bible says, so is he. Can you shout louder than anyone here? And it is important that your voice be as loud as fire and thunder. Arrows of darkness! Fired into my heart! Backfire! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Kaya Bushenta Riapa Likata Likandea Bushanta. In Jesus' name we pray. You will now shout this the way you love your destiny. Character disorder assigned to destroy my destiny. In the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. All eyes closed. And don't open your eyes unless I ask you to do so, so that the angels will not stick their fingers into your eyes. All eyes closed. As we pray this next prayer, if you are in this meeting, you are struggling with masturbation, run quickly to this altar and be on your knees. Because this is a character that can destroy everything you stand for. Find a way quickly to this altar and pray the way you have never prayed before. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. Shout it with serious anger. Shout it with power and with strength. Character of hellfire! Troubling my destiny! You are a liar! In the name of Jesus. Pata Satandikayaba. Bodakatende Rabo Sopola Kayabo Shanta. Character of hellfire. Troubling my destiny. Yes, 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 yes. Something is happening here. In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the altar here, stretch your right hand towards me now. Father, Let your power of deliverance, your power of healing, your power of reconstruction, your liquid fire fall upon these hands. When these hands are laid in the body, let every demon responsible for masturbation, let every character of masturbation be dissolved away. In the name of Jesus, let his hands carry the fire of God. In the name of Jesus, lay the hands on your stomach now, close to your belly button, and keep it there for now. There's an angel going about, laying his hands upon your hands. You may feel fire underneath your tummy. You may feel something being pulled out. That's the first person. That's number two. That's number three. Something is happening over there. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Aha. Enough is enough. Receive your deliverance completely now. In the name of Jesus. This character disorder that has demoted your spiritual life, I command that character to be broken to pieces now. In the name of Jesus. Receive the overcoming power. Receive overcoming power. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. You go back to your seat now. The deliverance power of God has touched you today. Everybody will shout this again loud and clear. Every ladder the enemy uses to climb into my life. Can I hear you shouting that? Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.